objective, the present study aimed to determine the effectiveness of acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, on marital inhibition and emotional intimacy among women in second marriages. Methods and materials. This study employed a quasi-experimental method using a protest postis design with a control group. The statistical population consisted of women in second marriages who referred to counseling centers in Tehran in 2026. Using convenience sampling, 28 participants were selected and randomly assigned into experimental N equals 14 and control N equals 14 groups. Data were collected using the marital inhibition questionnaire and the emotional intimacy questionnaire. The experimental group participated in 8 weekly 90-minute sessions of acceptance and commitment therapy, whereas the control group received no intervention. Data were analyzed using analysis of covariance, ANCOVA, in IBM SPSS Statistics version 27 at a significance level of 0.05. Findings. The findings indicated that acceptance and commitment therapy significantly reduced marital inhibition and increased emotional intimacy among women in second marriages. Results of covariance analysis for marital inhibition demonstrated a significant difference between the experimental and control groups in the postist phase, F equals 9.412, effect size equals 0.148. In addition, the covariance analysis results for emotional intimacy revealed a significant difference between the two groups following the intervention, F equals 13.845, effect size equals 0.193. The postist mean scores showed that marital inhibition decreased and emotional intimacy increased in the experimental group compared with the control group. Conclusion. Based on the findings, acceptance and commitment therapy was effective in improving emotional intimacy and reducing marital inhibition among women in second marriages. By increasing psychological flexibility, emotional acceptance, and adaptive interpersonal functioning, ACT may help remarried women establish healthier emotional relationships and reduce maladaptive controlling behaviors within marital interactions.